A facility where homeless men and women can wash their clothes and take a shower has received the blessing of Seattle's Department of Planning and Development. But neighbors have filed a legal complaint, and final permits for the urban rest stop cannot be issued until it's resolved. KUW's Joshua McNichols has more about the urban rest stop and what it means to some Ballard residents.
Justin Ingram sleeps alone under a tarp next to the railroad tracks near Golden Gardens Park. He wakes up around 6:30 and begins the long walk into Ballard. The temperature hovers right around freezing. As he walks, Justin grows introspective. He says the holidays have him down in the dumps.
Everyone else is with somebody, and even if you're not into the holidays, you're, still apt to get lonely.
Justin says he had a scare recently where he went into hypothermia. He had to go to the hospital.
I don't want to go the way that I've seen other people go, where they just settle into complacency and die a premature death. You know, some of these people are in their mid-late 50s. I mean, they shouldn't be leaving as soon as they do. So something has to change here.
But first, it's time for breakfast. We cross Ballard Commons Park and head down into the basement of St. Luke's Episcopal Church. The church offers a free breakfast for the homeless community. And it is a community. Old friends reconnect. They talk sports.
The difference in their running game was just phenomenal.
They fight. They sing.
I'll pay 3,000 for that whoop.
And they plan out their day. Justin plans to hit the Ballard Food Bank. There's a volunteer there named Peggy.
She'll probably be there today.
Peggy is one of the reasons Justin stays in Ballard.
She just got a big heart. She really cares about people.
She inspires Justin to think about his future. He dreams of holding a job someday, like he used to. But he finds it hard to stay physically clean. There's no place for homeless people in Ballard to do laundry or shower.
I've walked for miles and miles to try to get somewhere to be able to just take a shower and have not been able to.
There is somebody who's trying to make a hot shower a reality for Justin, Ronnie Gilboa. She manages something called urban rest stops, places where homeless people can wash themselves in their clothes. A new one is scheduled to open in Ballard. Ronnie says there's a huge demand.
A rest stop could open in every neighborhood in the city of Seattle, and within a month, they'd be up to capacity.
The building is almost complete, but Ballard's urban rest stop can't move into its new digs quite yet. Neighbors have challenged the building department's decision to grant them a permit. That all has to be settled before workers can finish the space. Randy Brinker is a concerned neighbor. He owns a candy store called Sweet Mickey's.
You get a little pack of Jelly Bellies for being so smart.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Randy watches homeless people hang out in Ballard Commons Park all day, just outside his window. He says they make his customers feel unsafe.
Families like to bring their kids over, but with all this drinking and hanging out, they get loud, they get aggressive, they use foul language. I mean, and they trash the park.
Randy says he and other concerned business owners have been written off as NIMBYs. That means not in my backyard.
Well, that's funny. I didn't know what the word NIMBY was until this whole process started. It's a term that you don't want to really be associated with because it looks like you're not interested in helping those type of people that are in need, and that is definitely not the case.
Randy says he and other neighborhood businesses proposed other locations in Ballard that would have worked better. Locations that were down in the industrial part of Ballard, near the food bank. Locations that were closer to a bus line. But urban rest stop manager Ronnie Gilboa says it's time to bring homeless services to where homeless people actually hang out.
You can't hide a problem away. Poverty is here. It's been with us forever. Some of us have been tasked to do something about it. Okay, so deal with it.
So will the urban rest stop be granted a permit? It may take a while for the legal dispute to die down before we can find out. A city hearing examiner will consider the matter on February 10th. And her decision is appealable to the King County Superior Court. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.